This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Let's talk DC.
But why? So I have done the unthinkable.
Oh yeah?
I read an issue of Suicide Squad.
Oh. What was the reason, sir?
Because it was a tie-in issue to Dark Knight's Metal.
Okay.
So I read the first issue of Metal. And then I read the second issue of Metal. But before I read the second issue of Metal, I went to read an issue of, I guess, Titans. And it's like, do not read this until you have read. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, it's going to be one of those months. So then I just kind of forgot about DC books and read a lot of other stuff. But then I read issue 2 of Metal. And then I read issue 3 of Metal. And in issue 3, it made some reference to... you know, oh, you could see this story in Gotham Resistance or whatever.
Right.
So then I start searching Comixology for freaking Gotham Resistance. And of course, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I realize after doing a little bit of other searching on the web that that was the issue of Titans and Nightwing and Suicide Squad and Green Arrow.
Right.
That tied in. And it was just the story name, which would have been nice for them to tell me instead of... Man, I'm like, I'm searching Comixology. I'm like, where the hell is this book? But, yeah. So, yeah, I've now read everything that's out for Metal. And I remember why I don't read Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember why I stopped reading Green Arrow.
But... Now reading everything that's out now.
Yeah.
Are you glad? Has your position on Metal changed at all?
What was my original position on Metal? I don't even remember at this point.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't talk about it, but.
Oh, you know what? I don't remember why, but I remember not being too impressed with the first issue.
Okay. Maybe I was impressed. Not like you hated it. Maybe you just. It didn't wow you.
Yeah, I still think that it's not really my style of story.
Okay.
That, I mean, like, Snyder does very sort of specific horror-ish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think I'm that into it. But, I mean, it's not bad by any means. It's just not my favorite, I guess.
It's not your thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it enough that, like, I'll keep reading it. Because I'll put it this way. I read an issue of Suicide Squad and Green Arrow because of it. So, you know, there has to be some enjoyment. I will say this. The Suicide Squad issue, the art was incredible. It was Stepan Sedgwick, however you pronounce his name.
Right.
That guy does art. It's really good.
Yep.
I mean, his Aquaman stuff has been fantastic. But, like, partway through that issue, I'm reading it, and I'm like, man, I really don't care for this story. But I'm like, but this book looks so good, I don't really even care. So. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you think of Metal so far?
The overall story I like, you know, it's like an event. Would you classify it as an event, or?
I mean, I guess, but it's like an out of continuity event. You know, so
yeah, which is weird because it has tie-ins with other books that.
Yeah, that's what confused me. Like, I didn't realize that there were going to be other, like tie-in stuff with other series.
Uh-huh.
I knew that they were going to have all the Batman, like, one-shots, and that they were going to do, what is it, Batman Lost and Hawkman Found, like those two issues.
Yeah.
I knew that stuff, but for some reason, I guess it just like slipped my notice that, you know, they were going to tie into a bunch of other books. And I want to say that it's going to tie into like a couple issues of Justice League and maybe The Flash and something else coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird in a way that they're doing an event book that seems self-contained and mixing it with the universe proper.
Right.
But, I mean, whatever.
What? Okay, out of the one-shots?
Okay.
Did you like any of those?
I liked them. Okay. I liked two of them. I was not a big fan of the, what is it, Metal Machine or whatever, the cyborg one.
Okay.
I did not care much for the cyborg one. I mean, the idea of it was interesting, but the art and the story and the fact that it's cyborg in a whole issue was not for me.
Right.
The Flash one I thought was very interesting. But I mean, I've been pretty high on the Flash, and that was the same creative team that's been working on that book.
Uh-huh.
The art was a little rough for like the focal characters, but all of the Speed Force and like whatever other effect stuff that was in there was awesome. And the backgrounds and like the, I guess all the settings and everything else,
right,
were like fantastic. I just don't. It was just like when they focused on a character, why were the characters drawn so terribly?
Yeah,
but I mean, what are you going to do? But I also really enjoyed the, believe it or not, the Sam Humphries written Green Lantern one.
Really?
Yeah, because like when he writes a villain, he does it really well. You know, like those yeah. have been my favorites of the series when he's written the villain one shots, and this one I thought was terrific.
Yeah, I can see that. So that's Dawnbreaker, right? Dawnbreaker,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you got Bruce Wayne with a Green Lantern ring, which, I mean, that's one of my favorite Elseworlds stories anyway.
Yeah.
But you have him so angry that he outwills the Green Lantern ring to let it kill people. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah. what was the other one? What's the Flash one called?
Red Death.
Red Death. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, like the story of it I really enjoyed.
Yeah. So Metal is 6 issues?
Honestly, I don't know. I thought it was
Metal, like the Dark Knight or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I believe it's 6. I don't think, for some reason, I don't think issue 4 comes out until like December.
Right. Yeah.
That I think there's like a month between, because maybe Batman Lost comes out between it or something. Like one of the other ones was coming out instead of Metal this month.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I see everywhere I see like Comixology or the previews or whatever is whatever issue number of 6.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Dark Knight's Metal is, or the Metal, whatever,
will be 6.
It will be 6, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm enjoying it enough to keep going with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like some of the other stuff I've read, which have been, I guess, kind of event-ish.
Right.
That have just sort of lost my interest early on, and eventually I get to them. But, like, this one I'll definitely read as it comes out.
Well, this one, well, that's what I was going to say, is, like, it's usually out of your norm, right?
Yeah.
Because usually you wait until it's over and then read it all at once instead of as it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, like the bigger, not really crossovers, but the, you know, the stuff that's got you know, a story and then a bunch of side stuff.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the time, unless it's something that like I'm super, super into, mm-hmm. a lot of the time I do just kind of let it pile up so I have it all so I can just sit and read it.
Right.
Because I don't know, to me, like event books like this, like this feels like a big summer blockbuster kind of comic. And a lot of the times, it just feels better to me to read the whole thing at once.
You know? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. If I'm going to sit down and watch Terminator 2, I'm not going to watch 25-minute pieces of Terminator 2 over the course of, you know, 4 weeks.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, like, that's why. But this one, I mean, I know we wanted to talk about it, but also, you know, it's like, oh, let's see what this is. But it's piqued my interest. I want to say this coming week is, I forget which one-shot, The Drowned?
Yeah. Maybe? I think yeah, Aquaman, I believe so.
I'm assuming it's an Aquaman one.
Yeah. That's a good assumption.
Yeah. I do have one complaint about the book, and I'm not sure if it's because I'm a digital reader,
mm-hmm.
but the lettering in the books when mm-hmm. The one who laughs talks with the red print over the black,
yeah.
Man, is that tough to read.
Yeah, I agree. Because I've been reading it digital also, so.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've been zooming in on panels just to be able to read what some of the
yeah.
caption boxes have been saying.
Right.
So, yeah, I wasn't, like I said, I don't know if it's a digital, like if it comes out better in printed paper. I'm mm-hmm. sure it does, and thankfully we have the ability to zoom in, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, did you notice the robins that run around going crow, crow, crow?
Yeah, right.
Did you notice who they are?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what
who they're
are.
Drawn from? Or
no, like who it is, I think.
No.
Because they're all with the one who laughs, which is the Joker, pretty much, right?
Right.
They all keep saying crow, 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 crow. And in the first issue, mm-hmm. he silences them by saying bar. Yes, I know, or whatever. So I'm pretty sure, because at first I thought, because there were four of them, I thought it was Dick, you know, Tim, Jason, and Damien. But uh-huh. I'm pretty sure they're all just Jason Todd's.
Really?
That's my guess, because he silenced them pretty much by saying crowbar.
Oh.
Which is kind of creepy.
See, and I read that because they're cackling like crows.
Right.
Or whatever. And when he kept saying bar, I thought it was like Scott Snyder doing a nod to James O'Barr, who did the crow, right?
Right.
But, I mean, that makes
because
proper sense.
They're all wearing, you know, like the Jason Todd Robin costume.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of, you know, it's at first when I realized that they were all wearing the same thing, you know, instead of the four, you know, variations.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But then when they kept saying crow, I was like, man, that's like really annoying. But then he said bar a couple times. I'm like, wait a second. Every time they say crow and he says bar, they kind of settle down. And it seems like they look like Jason Todd and he's the Joker. And that's sort of dark and creepy.
Yeah.
So I really hope that's what it is, because that would make it way cooler.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm digging it.
How did you like the Justice League Voltron from the first issue of Dark Knight's Metal?
I mean, you know.
Well, at least it's Craig Capullo art, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the series.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least it's not Rob Liefeld doing art, you know, yeah, or JRJR doing art. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
so even if the story isn't a home run out of the park, you know, story,
right,
at least it's not hard on the eyes.
Yeah. And I mean, I really enjoyed, I don't care what other people say, I really enjoyed the new 52 Batman run.
Yeah.
That Snyder and Capullo did together.
Mm-hmm.
And having them together on this is nice. You know, because it's kind of, I'm assuming it's like their farewell to Batman.
Right.
So, yeah, like I'm digging it enough.
Well, he has one more thing, right, after this.
Oh, yeah.
One more Batman thing, and then he's taking a break.
Right.
Which is him and Sean Murphy, right? Right,
yeah.
And then he's done with Batman for a while.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think it's kind of one of those, I don't expect him to ever do Batman again, but if he comes up with the story and says to DC, hey, I had this idea for a Batman story, they would just like back a dump truck full of money up to his house and be here you go, do write whatever Batman thing you want.
How many zeros you want on that check?
Literally, it's just Batman sitting around a table playing like Pinochle.
With
his Robins talking about the good times, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's a 28 issue weekly.
No, the overall story, I'm digging. Right. You know, there's a couple of the one shots that I didn't like too much. Like you said, like I liked the concept of the machine one.
Yeah.
Dawnbreaker really wasn't all that great for me. I mean, it was great, and it was a good story, and it had good art, you know.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was good Sam Humphries.
Yeah.
But I'm not heavy into Green Lantern like you are, you know what I mean?
Right.
So to me, it was a good story, and I enjoyed it, but I liked Red Death better.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I probably rank it 1 and then 1A and then the Cyborg one, like, 12. But, like, I mean, I think out of the three of them, the Cyborg one, the art interested me the least.
Yes.
And the story, you know, just wasn't, you know, I mean, it was interesting enough, you know, basically with Cyborg, you know, trying to escape everything by just going up to the watchtower.
Uh-huh.
And trying to figure out what's going on. And of course, you know, evil Batman gets up there. And Cyborg thinks he's trying to hack him, but he's really hacking Star Labs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it was interesting. But, you know, it's Cyborg. And there was literally a booyah in this book. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And see, and this was that one, the murder machine, right? Yeah. Or heavy metal, was Frank Thierry? Is that how you say his name?
I think so.
And James Tynion.
Right.
And then it was Ricardo Federici. I don't know.
I can't
pronounce. I'm looking right at it, but
oh, okay.
I can't pronounce it. So
right. Who drew the Dawnbreaker? Is that the person who's been doing Green Lanterns?
Let me take a look. Because I have it right here, but I just got to pull it up. Sam Humphries and Van Sciver, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, because I like his art a lot, too.
Van Sciver's?
Yeah.
Yes. Which is ironic, since you don't like the Green Lantern book.
Well, I mean, I could like the artist without liking how terrible the writing is.
Not really.
What?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. You know, but at least it was good Sam Humphries that we got.
Yeah. Yeah, it gave me a slight bit of hope for him taking over Nightwing.
Yeah.
Which I guess we have a couple more issues until that happens.
Yeah, that's true. And Red Death was Joshua Williamson.
Yeah, and
Carmine
Giandomenico.
Huh?
Giandomenico or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because they're the ones that have been doing Flash together.
Yeah, right. There you go.
So.
That only makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
So it's shaping up to be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious.
I don't know if it'll rate in my top five of DC comic events, but I'm not wasting my time on it, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's entertaining enough for me to get some enjoyment out of it. But, I mean, I know it's going to be very tough to crack into like, even my top 10.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's such a history of stuff that, I mean, something's got to be, you know, like an A++. Like, every issue's got to knock it out of the park for me to be like, you know what? I think that this has supplanted something in my favorites list.
Well, the end reveal or the last panel of the first issue was pretty cool too.
Which was the last page of the first issue?
It had the Vertigo character.
Well, right.
So, I don't want to spoil it for those that haven't read it yet, because I had no fucking clue they were going to be in there until the last page, you know?
Well, I mean, you could spoil it. The book is 3 months old.
Yeah, well, some of our listeners are trade waiters, too.
Okay. That's fine.
But, you know.
Yeah. I'll spoil it. It was Darth Vader.
Man.
Fools.
Yes. That was just as lame as the Han Solo title that got announced today.
Was there a Han Solo book?
No, not a book. The movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The young Han Solo thing? Did they announce a title for the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Isn't it just young Han Solo?
No.
Give us your money?
No. They could call it whatever they want.
This is gonna
be bad. They might as well call it YOLO, a Star Wars story.
Oh, no. What is it?
Solo, a Star Wars story.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not lying.
Oh my god. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, well. Whatever. It is what it is, I guess.
Oh man. did you watch any of the CW premieres last week?
I did not.
You did not?
I have not had a... Well, I say I haven't had a chance to, but I kind of have, but opted to watch other things instead.
Ah. See, I spent some time, and I didn't watch Supergirl, because I won't watch Supergirl unless it crosses over and I need to watch it. But last year's crossover was just like Flash shows up half a second at the end, so I don't think I need to watch that one.
Right.
But I watched... I didn't have a chance to watch Arrow yet. I might try and watch that one tomorrow. But I did watch The Flash and the Legends of... Whatever.
Legend of Tomorrow?
I was about to say Legends of the Fall.
Oh, wow.
I watched the Legends of the Fall premiere. It was great. There were horses and Brad Pitt. And they had superpowers. One of the horses could turn himself into metal. But, yeah, Legends of Tomorrow was actually pretty enjoyable, I think. Which is surprising, because I was not that into last season. But I guess it's got some promise. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Legends, I know, gets crapped on the most, but I'm thrilled about that, though. I like that show for what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. My problem with the show is this. The first season, I loved the cast. That I thought, you know, with Wentworth Miller, pretty much was like the best thing. And, you know, putting Captain Cold and Heatwave and you know, like, the two of them together are great. I enjoyed them a lot on The Flash. So when they said, oh, yeah, they're going to be on this new show as regular characters.
Right.
I was like, sign me the hell up. And, I mean, the rest, the whole first season, when it had, like, a main storyline where they were trying to stop Vandal Savage.
Uh-huh.
It felt like it had a purpose. The second season, to me, it started to feel more like, you know, not Monster of the Week, but just like Silliness of the Week. Like, there was nothing that had me like, oh, I really need to see what happens next. It was like, right, oh, well, yeah. I can wait 4 episodes and then sit and watch 4 episodes.
Right, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, and yeah. this year, unfortunately, it looks like there's not going to be, at least so far, a main story. I mean, pretty much they have to go back and fix things that they messed up in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like there's going to be, you know, a Vandal Savage showing up all over the place. It looks like it's just going to be like, oh, we made King Arthur's hair red. We have to go back and fix it. And then, like, the week after, it'll be like, oh, remember that time when we made jazz music into hip hop? We have to fix it so jazz exists or something. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, we'll get Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Like, honestly, though, he needs to show up every episode. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Just keep putting him in episodes and I will keep watching whatever. Flash was mildly entertaining, even though it was bizarre, but I don't know.
It's gotten bizarre for me. That's why it's one of those, like, Arrow has pretty much been, I'll wait until, like, the holidays or whatever.
Okay.
And then I'll binge that. Yeah. So, because, like, right after the holidays is the crossover or whatever, right? Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, it might be around Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be caught up on everything by then. And then Flash is like 1 or 2 episodes, and then I'll watch 2 of them back to back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, so. It's funny, My wife used to watch all of them. And actually, she never watched Supergirl, but she watched Arrow, she watched Flash, and she watched Legends. So we would always watch them together. And usually what we would do on, like, Thursday night, we would just sit down, you know, after the kids went to bed, and we'd watch all 3.
Right.
And then, you know, she started losing interest in Legends first. So, you know, she's like, oh, you can just watch that one without me. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And then she started losing interest in Flash. She's like, yeah, you can watch that. And I don't remember, like, I know I didn't even finish the last season of Arrow. I stopped watching it about halfway through because I just kind of got bored with it.
Uh-huh.
That it was just the same thing over and over again. And, you know, they had the worst Canary, even though they killed her.
Yeah.
I just sort of lost interest in the whole thing because it felt like the show was just going in circles.
Right.
But, like, Flash, I watched to the end, and even though I was kind of, you know, torn on if I liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I got to watch the Arrow premiere at least because I have to see if he has the goatee.
Yeah, true.
Because when the show first started, Stephen Amell was like, if we get 6 seasons, I'll show up day 1 with the goatee.
Yeah.
And this is the 6th season, I believe. So.
Yeah, well.
I doubt it because it's garbage, but that would make the show so much more amazing if he had the classic Green Arrow look.
Yeah.
Instead of a hood and a crappy voice box.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else on Metal before we wrap it up?
I don't think so.
You cool.
Know. Yeah.
I mean, like you said, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know why they're spacing it out so much, so long, but it is what it is.
Well, I think the reason they're doing it, if I'm correct in remembering that Batman Lost is going to be the next one, then I'm sure it has something to do with the main story.
Okay.
You know, like it's...
Okay.
I'm assuming that, you know, it'll... I mean, because they're still all kind of trying to find Batman, who's sort of split and all this other weird stuff.
Right.
I'm sure it's probably his... You know, the story of his spirit or whatever it is somewhere out there. And realizing that he needs to get back to whatever, which will probably have an impact on 4.
True. Yeah. Yeah. So kind of like what Valiant's doing with Renegade.
Maybe, except they're not doing like 6 months on, 6 months off. Or okay. 4 on, 6 off. I think it's just like a 1 month break just to tell, you know, like a chunk of the story that they don't want to
have spoiled.
You see, I don't even know if it's that they don't want it spoiled, like they always seem to do with events.
Yeah.
Or if it's just, you know, they don't want to like stack too many books together. Because if they were going to put out another Metal, like this week they have, you know, the Aquaman one. And then if they put out, you know, the next one next week, and then Metal, the same, or, you know, another one shot or something, it's like throwing a lot out at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I also think it's probably maybe kind of like with Renegades, because they're trying to line up, because I was just looking, I think it's Justice League 32 and 33 are the ones that tie in.
Okay.
And 31 is the one that comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
So there's still a little more time, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, we'll spread the cash cow out for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at least they're not charging like $5.99 a book.
True. Very good point.
So, yeah, you got anything else on Metal?
I don't.
Do you want to talk any other current books?
I'm not caught up on a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm like one or two issues behind a few books, because instead of reading books I really like, I read all the Metal stuff first.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And Superwoman's ending.
Oh yeah, you were saying that. I didn't look it up yet. You said at 18?
At 18, yeah. Yeah. Which I know you didn't care because you didn't read it or whatever.
Yeah, I hopped off that about issue 2.
Right. But I don't know. It's a good thing, but it's also unfortunate too, because I think they were exploring new characters.
Right.
Also, so. Or trying to establish newer characters, I guess, rather.
I could see that.
Or. You know, it had Steel in it, and Natasha, and that her name, right?
I don't remember.
His niece?
Oh,
I think it's Natasha, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right.
So, like, it was establishing, like, secondary tier, or, you know, even third tier characters, and letting them shine a little bit.
Right.
Without having to get in the way of the other books.
Now, Superwoman in that was Lana Lang?
Yes, it was Lana Lang and Lois.
But Lois kind of evaporated in, like, the first issue or something?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was the first issue, but...
It was early on.
Yeah, it was early.
Whenever that was, I think it was the next issue was the last one that I read.
Okay.
So maybe I read more than two.
Yeah.
Did they ever explain any of that stuff?
Kind of, sort of. Honestly, I'm behind on that one too, so I can't really give you an honest answer.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that'll... I don't know. How about that?
Perfect.
I'll give you the Tony Schiavone answer. I don't know.
You know what comes out tomorrow?
The Walking Dead?
No. Does it? I don't think so.
I don't know. I was just giving you something else besides what you wanted.
Oh, no, that is exactly what I wanted. No.
What comes out tomorrow, Aaron?
The 8th issue of Wildstorm.
That is correct.
And I got to tell you, I didn't realize that I was as far behind as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I read issue one, and then I've just been stockpiling issues, apparently. I thought I was, like, three or four in.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I got to read the last couple issues of Wildstorm. And I look, and I have seven issues to read. I was like, oh, well, fantastic. But, man, I blew through those in, like, an hour. They were so good.
They are good.
I read two through seven, and then the Michael Cray.
Yeah.
Which is all fantastic. I didn't realize that his was like a whole other series as well.
Yes.
I thought that it was just a one shot to kind of tell a little bit of his story. But
and if I remember correctly, somebody else is going to have another offshot too.
Yeah, like for some reason I thought that it was going to be just like the Wildstorm series and then a couple other one shots, but do you know if his is an ongoing or if it's a mini?
I think it's a mini.
Okay.
Because I want to say the Wildstorm is like 8 or 12.
No. I think it's longer than that. Because if you look on the covers, it goes up to 24.
Okay.
But well, maybe I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know if that's where he's playing.
Okay, okay. So, see, I was thinking that it was going to be a mini or a maxi, right?
Right.
And that splintered off into four solo books or whatever. But it could be that this is the main ongoing that splinters off into mini maxis, four mini maxis, whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was all in when it was announced.
Yeah,
but right. My goodness, reading this story, I don't know why I waited so long to keep reading it. It was just like other stuff kept getting in the way, and I'm like, I'll get to it later. And then, man, oh man, that was good. Glad I had an easy day at work so I could read all those comics. But
well, I will tell you this, that the Wildstorm, Michael Cray, just says issue one. As to where, like, on Comixology, as to where, like, with Metal, it says 2 of 6 or 3 of whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that answers our question or not.
I saw, which one was it? Ragman, I believe, is a 1 of 6.
Yes, yes. So. Ragman, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I just meant the...
Yeah, the Wildstorm.
The four Wildstorm ones, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I probably should have looked up what other Wildstorm books were coming out before I started talking about it, because I honestly don't remember. But
I think there's going to be a Grifter one.
Awesome.
And Voodoo.
Oh, okay, that sounds.
But I don't remember the fourth one.
It's going to be something weird.
Yeah, probably.
That'll be like something you don't like, a new character, just random.
Maybe the new girl. Maybe. Or whatever. Is she new or was she old?
You know, like, I don't remember her, but
okay.
I also draw like a huge blank in chunks of my knowledge. So.
You know what's funny is that Daryl and Martin are listening to us right now and they're cursing us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. So maybe we should like put Easter eggs in each episode where they curse us out.
That sounds good to me. # if we're ready. what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? You're killing me, man. You should know this.
I should. But apparently I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just lost it.
Completely lost it. It's just gone. Yeah. Yeah. You got anything?
I don't have anything.
You don't know what I was going to say?
Sorry, man. I don't know what you're going to say. I don't even know what tangent you were going to go off on.
oh, shut up. No. Oh, I was going to say, the thing that I really like about Wildstorm is each issue picks right up, like, immediately after the other issue ends. And I think I'm noticing that more because I'm reading them back to back to back. But
okay, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, but man, it's so good. What? Oh, crap. What is the girl's name? Angela, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, no, she was in the Authority. I'm losing my mind. She's the engineer, I think, right? Do you remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was in the old stuff. So now Martin and Daryl won't be cursing us anymore.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't even care. What was I saying before we got disconnected? Oh, yeah. Angela was... I forget if she showed up first in the Authority or if it was in Stormwatch. I want to say it was the first Authority, but I don't remember.
So basically what you're saying is Martin and Daryl are still going to curse at us?
Yeah, pretty much. But like,
or you, rather, because I haven't really read any of it. So
yeah, she was there at the beginning, I think. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, and they can hate tweet me all they want.
Hate tweet you at Who's Paul?
Yep, hate tweet me. Send all hate tweets at Who's Paul. Sounds good. And make sure that you hashtag it Suck It Ferretti so that we know what to look for.
Yep, because that'll be trending worldwide.
Worldwide,
before you know it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's very few other hashtags that are as popular right now.
Uh-huh.
You got anything else, DC, you want to talk?
No, I think I'm good.
Did you know there was a new Justice League trailer?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think this is only funny to us.
I know.
Because we recorded a future episode where we talk about the movie. And
in the past?
In the past, yeah. Yeah. At some point in the future, you will understand that joke. Maybe.
Yep.
And then you'll bring it up, and neither of us will have any idea what you're talking about.
That's right. So a future thread.
Yeah. So I guess if you've got nothing else...
I do not.
Okay. I do not either. So you can get in touch with us. I am on Twitter at Aaron Esvell.
I am on Twitter at Rombarth316.
Oh my god, that just cut out, so I don't know if it recorded.
Oh my god.
But it was at Rombarth316. I am on Twitter. You keep cutting out, so just give up.
Yes.
You can tweet the show directly at DC_absolute, because we are the DC podcast that does not talk about absolute editions.
Contrary, I mean, we might in the future.
Oh yeah, it's a possibility. I would bring them up every once in a while. That they exist, but that's about it.
Maybe we shuffle so we'll know what we're talking about.
Maybe you should get a better internet in Missouri because nobody heard anything you just said.
We suck again.
Well, thank you for listening.
Damn it.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? Is that, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC Absolute. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
There's been some good, there's been some great, there's been some really terrible, and there's been some average, I think.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic.
Ooh. Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.